Computer, launch Alien Friend Finder. Connect to user FabulousGoddess98. FabulousGoddess98, one word. The yeses are all dollar signs.
Hey, baby. Long time no talkie.
Hi, Gleekta. I miss you. I miss your soft voice.
You're my little wuzzle cuzzle.
And you're my garden starflower.
I can't wait to see you this weekend. Do you think everything will be all right?
All of the forces of the galaxy couldn't tear us apart. People don't understand.
Ooh, I'm so excited. Aren't you excited, Woofy Bottom?
I am so excited.
It's gonna be so great just to be with you. But I'm a Menelaian and you're a human, doesn't it?
Only conformists like Captain Derby still care about the phylogeny wars. I won't let anything come between us.
Oh, I can't wait to have your big, meaty arms around me.
Yeah.
Caressing.
Go on.
Tying my little petals into knots.
Yeah, baby. You know I will. Show them to me, will you?
Show you what?
I want to see those petals.
Oh, all right. Let me throw out a little music first.
The Adventures of the USS Carpathia in Outer Space!
Captain's Update, February 20th. For the last 6 days, we've been in orbit around Talonor Prime, an unaffiliated planet administered by the Space Mob. The planet is renowned for its array of diversions made possible by the absence of formal regulation, and its glitzy array of nightclub acts. The Carpathia has been dispatched with a diplomatic mission to Talonor following the discovery of petroleum deposits here. Shortly after our arrival, we were joined by a Menelaian supercruiser, no doubt on a similar mission. Given the recent skirmishes between Astrobase and Menelaian forces on border worlds, tensions are high as we wait for negotiations to progress. I have authorized shore leaves for the crew to enjoy themselves at Luna's Mirror, a massive orbiting casino resort amusement complex, issuing strict orders to avoid any confrontation with the Menelaians, no matter how repugnant their alien values or off-putting their vegetable biology might seem to a decent Earthborn soldier. Still, my senior staff and I remain on a knife's edge, constantly ready to quell any disturbance.
Sir, you've told me this story 3 times already. Do you intend to bet?
Yes, of course. Just tell the gal to bring me another Midori Sour. And while I wait, let's put 500 on 22 red.
Another 22 red, sir? Quite a string of luck you've had with that tonight.
What exactly are you implying?
Simply that you've had an impressive run on the wheel.
Oh, I catch your drift. Your words may be drenched in sweet Hyperion sugar, but I'm a master of subtext. You think I'm a cheater, do you? Well, I'm appalled by your suggestion. And would you like to know what I intend to do about it?
If you wish.
I'm going to go spend exactly $20 at the nickel slots and show you that I can lose just like anyone else. Thank you. Here's a 50. But first, give me your opinion. Who do you trust more? The commander of a starship or a drama school dropout who's still working up the courage to tell Daddy who he really is?
I do love a man in uniform, but I can't really.
I thought so. Here's some leftover ice for that burn.
Okay, Korgath, blow for luck.
This is an irrational request.
Korgath, Faye, I hope you're enjoying yourself. This place is a den of suspicion.
Hello, Captain. I budgeted $200 to play the slots this weekend. As long as I have some of that left on Monday, I'll be happy. Korgath, on the other hand.
Gambling does not exist in Clemisian culture. To us, games of chance are an irrational pursuit, but Lieutenant Chinsky assures me of its entertainment value.
I tried to teach him the slots, but he snapped the handles off 3 machines.
Yeah, you two sound like Ali's student loan counselors. Fiscal conservatism is all well and good when you're planning your retirement or deciding whether to blow $20 million on air conditioning the public schools, but you're in a casino. Forget about logic for a day. Here, watch this. Excuse me. Could I get another Midori Sour and...
I suppose I could have a white wine spritzer.
Root beer.
Now watch carefully, you two. Stretch. Deal us in.
Dealer shows 18.
Alright, you're at 16, I'm at 14. We've got some wiggle room. Hit us both.
Are you sure, Captain? Those are rather high totals.
Players bust.
Well, I'm no expert. Does it look like I'm cheating now, you spineless overbite?
So, by avoiding missteps, you can take the dealer's money. It is like a battle of wits and honor.
Blackjack is one of the more skill-oriented games, Korgat.
I am fascinated.
Midori Sour, white wine spritzer, and a root beer.
Never mind, I'll have a flagon of Samhausen Mind Reducer. Hit me!
Captain, I know you're trying to show Korgath a good time, but I'm not sure it's a good idea to introduce him to gambling. Considering how alien it is to his culture, he might be an easy mark.
Player busts.
Again!
Don't worry, Faye. You and I will be right here to keep an eye on him. A good gambler watches out for his friends first.
Yes, that sounds reasonable. I'm impressed at your foresight.
That is most dissatisfactory. Hit!
Yes, well, I constantly put others before my... Wait a moment. Do you smell... lilac?
Many races find the mind reducer to give off a rather intense aroma. Hit me, you coward!
No, it's definitely something floral. It's getting stronger. Oh no, it couldn't be!
Spread out! Check every corner!
Menelaeans! And they seem upset!
How can you tell? They're plant people. Are their leaves waving faster than usual? Let's just keep playing.
Why would the dealer hit on 16? It is the epitome of deception.
God, can't those leafy Menelaeans do anything without making a racket?
Excuse me, sir. Can I help you and your friends?
We are on official Menelaean business, in search of a missing crew member. You would do well to stay out of it.
The back room's a clear, sir.
Venom of the Hive, Mother! Busted again!
Hey, dealer! These walking ferns are making a ruckus, and it's ruining people's concentration. Korgath, how much are you down?
280 space dollars.
See? This disruption is costing customers money. Aren't you gonna do anything about it?
I'm sorry, sir, but Luna's Mirror is a destination for vacationers of many different species, and it's our policy to respect all cultures.
Attention, gamblers! I am Pelnixor Nymphenzal, captain of the Menelaean ship Corsair. My crew has recently discovered that one of our officers, my daughter, astrophysicist junior grade Glykta Nymphenzal, has gone missing from our vessel.
See? How is this not a disturbance?
We have tracked her to the space station and intend to comb every trailimeter of this structure until she is found. Rest assured that anyone complicit in her disappearance shall be plucked of every last petal.
All right, that's enough. Hey, Windbag, people are trying to gamble.
You are not speaking to me.
Do you see any other uprooted haystack shouting his head off?
Insolent! I am speaking of my daughter's abduction.
Newsflash, have you heard of this thing called the police?
You seem interested in arresting our search, Human. Perhaps you have something to hide.
Captain Derby, perhaps it's not so wise to taunt Pelinixor. Menelaeans have been proven to be immune to sarcasm.
So, this is the famous Derby Captain Jack. My people have a name for you.
So you consider yourself people, eh? How adorable. I just kind of figured you're a bunch of indistinguishable stems and leaves.
You would do well not to test me, Jack Captain Derby. My soil suggests that Astrobase's great color of shoots may seek to make a name for himself by abducting the daughter of a Menelaean starship captain. Perhaps you've seen holofilms of how easily the Human throat is slashed by the razor edge of our fort leaves. I have never yet had the joy of practicing it myself.
Hmm. F*** you.
This ends now.
Hey, hold it right there, you bub.
I cannot move. What is the meaning of this?
Yeah, the space mob's got no truck with mugs who want to cause trouble in our casino, you see.
So we got you locked up nice and tight in this here containment field.
This human has delivered mortal insult unto me.
Sort it out in your own time, fella. You're heading to the holding cells.
Time to drag the grass clippings out to the curb, eh?
Do not think this issue has withdrawn its blossom, Derby Jack. Rest assured, if I find the slightest evidence that you or any of your crew is involved in Glita's disappearance, I shall personally harvest your entrails to fertilize my nesting bed.
All right, bub. Time to go.
Captain, that was too close.
Okay, Screech. With that overgrowing Jonquil out of the way, I'm ready to play again.
Blackjack!
Here's your drink, beautiful.
Thanks a mint. So tell me, is that little pink number just for work or does it see casual use? One moment. Damn it, Perry, this better be good. I'm in the middle of something.
Sir, I think Ollie might be missing.
What do you mean? He's probably just down on the station enjoying the sights.
Well, that's what I thought too, sir. He told me he needed to pop down to go shopping because we're all out of that chocolate pudding stuff. But after I finished my shift, I came back to sit in his quarters.
Wait. Why were you sitting in his quarters?
Sometimes I'd like to go visit other crewmen's quarters when they're away. You know, it's awful warm in Ollie's bunk, and...
Get to the point, Lieutenant!
Well, when I got to Ollie's room, I found 5 pallets of pudding stacked up in the corner. I started to think I might have got hornswoggled. Ashamed as I am to admit it, I poked around a bit and turns out he'd recently placed a call to the middle lane cruiser from his personal terminal. I checked his desk and found a bunch of love hollows for someone named Your Little Cornflower Gleekta. I don't want to sound paranoid, but I suspect it might all be connected to this marriage certificate with both their names on it, dated for today.
What? Are you saying Ollie ran off with the Menelaean captain's daughter?
I'm all at 6s and 7s myself, sir. But if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck...
You don't understand. We have to find them. Belenixor's going to crush my guts into my throat. Faye, Korgath, we gotta move.
Another hand. You're getting hot, Korgath. Really hot.
My warmth is only set to expand. Hit me!
Looks like it's just you and me, Perry.
Don't you think you're overreacting a little bit, Captain? I mean, I thought we were past all that stuff. Historically speaking.
Didn't you see last year's Super Bowl commercial featuring a Menelaean man and a human woman sharing a bowl of Cheerios?
No, sir. I believe I must have missed it.
It was wonderful. But the Menelaeans responded to the ad with a social networking furor and tactical assaults on several of the brand's manufacturing colonies.
Oh?
When it comes to interspecies tolerance, I guess you could say the Menelaeans aren't so well balanced. Not surprising given the backwards nature of their beliefs and political systems.
Good grief, Captain. But Ollie's left his communicator here and hidden his biosig. There's no way for us to find him now, short of searching the whole station.
Oh, God. I have to find the two of them before they do anything foolish. I'm going to spend the rest of my life finding out how a tree root enema feels. I'm taking this to go.
Now looky here. That wouldn't happen to be a magnetotetric retropolator, would it?
Our establishment has lost a lot of money to folks sneaking in devices like that.
No, this is something else. You see, I have a medical condition. If all my cells don't align in an upward direction, I suffer from a downcast disposition.
Well, now, that is a shame. We'll be sure to let the doc know to come by the detention center.
No, hold on. You're spilling my drink. Faye, Korgath, tell them I have a condition.
Did you hear something, Faye?
Come on, Korgath. They're letting us into the VIP lounge.
Wow. Just wow.
Ollie, why are you staring at me like that?
Just trying to convince myself that I'm really looking into your anthers.
Where do you want to go first? There's a star tour. Ooh, and a showing at Dolce & Banana.
I don't care as long as I'm with you.
Oh, Ollie, when we're together, it's like whole armies could collide and it wouldn't even matter. Kiss me.
You're listening to the adventures of the USS Carpathia in outer space. Stay tuned for Act 2 of When a Man Loves a Female Member of a Plant-Like Alien Species, or The Best Laid Plans of Mice and Menelaeans. P.S. If you want to sponsor us, this is where I could read your message. It'd say something to the effect of bathtub gin, for those who want to get drunk without being all stuck up about it.
You damn buffoons! Don't you know who I am? Let me out of here, I tell ya!
It's no use. Your puny cries for help are useless. Flapping your neck folds together will get you nowhere.
Oh, and it's you?
Ha! You have yourself to blame, Human. And now I have you to myself.
Cool down there, Charlie. Don't come at me, pistols a-blazin'. You filthy weed. Quit horsing around. There are more important matters at hand. Tendrils, whatever you've got. Point is, I've got some bad news for you. I know where your daughter is.
Clever evasion, Human. Prepare to be externally digested.
Oh, I'm so excited. Aren't you excited, Wolfie Bob?
My Glikta, flower of my pistol.
Ick.
What is the meaning of this?
I think your girl and my boy are going to Boom Boom Town, population 2.
Ha! Precious Glikta would never engage in a filthy Human ritual such as Boom Boom.
I bet your precious flower's been sniffed at more times than Oscar Wilde's boutonniere.
Insolence!
You're damned right. I'm a rootin' tootin' insolent SOB. But I don't like the idea of my Ollie giving up a star-studded career in astrobase for the dubious pleasures of anatomically baffling vegetable sex. There's a deep stigma against that kind of thing in the service.
So we agree on the repugnance of this union?
If on nothing else. That means we're gonna have to work together to bust up this unnatural union of steak and radish.
For once you speak wisdom, horseman. Let us devise a method of escape.
My pleasure.
This is what I'm thinking about.
No, listen closely. You don't have any idea. Go get fertilized. Okay, hold on.
Yes.
Hey, Mafia Goon.
Hey, what you talking about?
I've got a racist Chlamysian joke you're sure to love.
Well, I already hoid most of them, but give it your best shot.
All right. What's the difference between a Chlamysian prostitute and a bunch of bananas? Christ, Pelonixor, I thought you were going to incapacitate him, not jam bamboo rods through both of his eyes. Grizzly.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Mind if we stop by the bar on the way? I seem to have run out of ice. God knows you can't appreciate the smooth, soft taste of a Midori sour at room temp.
If I know my Glikta, they're sure to be visiting the Royal Tree Symphony, a galaxy-renowned Menelaean vocal performer visiting from Pantera.
Christ, what a winner.
Ollie, our Instablam already has 3 flick twits.
Oh, great.
Baby, baby, smile.
I'm happy that we're getting to spend time together, but I'd really like to listen to the music right now, if that's alright with you.
Jeez, what a buzzkill.
Glikta, this is one of your culture's most celebrated performers. Listen to the delicate synchronic harmonies, the elegant undertones, the way she flitters between the peace and serenity of longing and the heart-wrenching sadness of devotion.
Well, it's nice enough, I guess, but I just really like songs you can dance to.
Your little flower must have Ollie under some sort of spell if you would go along to this Menelaean garbage when Peter Gabriel is playing right across the street.
Yes, the surprise to see two of Menelaus's finest performers on the same block.
Now I can take a lot of things, bub. Insulting members of my crew, my family, heck, even my immaculately cleaned and pressed Astrobase uniform. I ain't about to stand by and let you slimy cretins call dibs on Peter fucking Gabriel.
Heh, you think your race can take credit for his continued pop music successes? It is our vegetogenetic engineering that allowed him to complete his 15th and final tour.
Shock the Monkey, clearly a humanocentric track, original Gabriel.
Vastly improved when re-recorded as Spore the Mushroom.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Sledgehammer doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's true. It looks like this theater is emptied out. If anybody even bothered to attend in the first place. Anyway, there's nobody here now. And if I know Ollie, he convinced your goody-goody daughter to ditch this artsy-fartsy nonsense and have a stiff drink and bump and grind at the club. I'm so glad we ditched that artsy-fartsy nonsense to have some stiff drinks and bump and grind at the club.
Yeah, I guess this is okay, but I wish we'd gotten to the final movement where Lynx the fungal pod sacrifices his life to save his beloved Marigold.
God, you're so serious. Let's have some fun. Scoot over here and let's get nasty.
Okay.
Woo! Bebe! Yeah!
Oh, it's so itchy. My legs are so itchy.
Uh-huh. Work it. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. My microfilaments extend when I'm excited. I guess they rubbed off on your trousers.
It's okay, my blossom. No problem. I don't mind if it brings us closer together. Please continue.
Midori Sour.
Yes, you know me so well. Sweet nectar.
I would appreciate it if you kept the racial comments to yourself, Captain Derby.
Ick.
Any sign of them?
Yeah, those two kittens have been making eyes at me this whole time.
Derby, stay your animalistic impulses. Keep your eyes peeled. I'll check over by the VIP lounge.
You got it, pal. Yeah, like what you see, don't ya? Not so bad yourself. Let me see, we go... Oh, God, is that Korgath and Shinsky?
Captain, we are having the most outrageous time. Korgath hit it big at the roulette wheel right after you left, and boy, oh boy, have I been reaping the rewards.
I'm on what Lieutenant Shinsky calls a hot streak. I've increased our monetary sum by nearly 7,000%.
Bankroll, honey. It's called a bankroll. Now, how about you spot your little luck charm a fiver? I gotta go see a man about a thing.
Glad you finally hit the big time, old pal. You seen Ollie around here? Probably palling around with an overgrown celery stalk?
Yes, very strange. Said they were headed to the Olive Garden for some privacy. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must report outside. I won a star vet in a raffle, and I think I'm double parked.
Heyo!
A rather energetic female member of your race, carrying an assortment of colorful beverages, reports that a human and a Menelaian were just seen leaving the club.
They're called shot girls, and you should always tip them generously. My sources say we've got a date with some fried calamari. How do you feel about Olive Garden?
And the homestyle Parmigiana for the lady. Enjoy.
Mwah. Don't they look positively scrumptious? And their pelts are so shiny. You can always tell a good hamster Parmigiana by the healthy fur.
Biscuit.
You're so funny. You need another breadstick, darling? Here.
No. Biscuit was the name of my pet hamster. Biscuit the Destroyer, we called him. Because he used to destroy the little toilet paper tubes. hate him to bits.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm such a dunce sometimes. Did you want some?
No, it's okay.
Oh, I see how it is. You can eat 3 bowls of salad drenched in Italian vinaigrette, but I try to enjoy one insignificant little mammal and you can't handle it.
How is that even kind of the same thing?
Oh, don't act like you didn't know that any one of those leeks would have sprung back to life with a little water and sunlight. And I just played right along, pretending
like it wasn't
murder.
We're not even having this conversation right now.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm mad.
I don't think
that
this is
even fair. We made it. Garçon, excuse me, Garçon.
Yes.
That's yes, sir, to you, damn it. I'm an Astro Base officer, son.
Ha!
Have you seen an 8-foot-tall leafy vegetable roaming around? Female variety.
And a 4-foot-tall drunken chimpanzee pissing in his own mouth.
Yes, I believe I know of whom you speak. They were just, leaving. They declined their complimentary to-go boxes.
They were leaving, eh? Is that supposed to be funny?
I'd encourage you not to upset my friend here, Garçon. He's not photosynthesized all day.
No! I wouldn't dream of it. They said very specifically that they were headed to the chapel to fill out some very important paperwork.
Paperwork, eh? That kind of bureaucratic nonsense could take them the rest of the night.
Surely we have a little time to spare.
Garçon, be a dear and freshen this up.
Okay, lady. Time for you to head home.
But wait! Everything's still so magical. Don't you see the stars? They're right between us, and they're so beautiful. I think I might take a short nap.
Delicious. Positively delicious. Have a little bit more bubbly there, comrade.
I can't believe I let you talk me into this tiramisu.
Isn't it sinful?
Sir, if you're not gambling, you can't sit here.
But I am gambling. I'm simply in a momentary financial shortage until my bank wires me more funds. So I'm proposing to you...
Whoa! We made it!
Hopefully we're not too late!
You know, it's a shame we have to bust up this marriage.
There's no greater gift than to see one's progeny truly happy.
Then why do we ever let him marry?
Ha 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 ha! Oh, Derby! Your wit is as pointed as my defensive spines.
You're not too bad yourself, B-Dog.
Look! There they are!
Stop!
You must not sign those papers!
Wait a minute. What are we doing, Pelinixor? We've spent all day trying to find these two because humans and Menelaeans can't coexist. But all we've done is prove the opposite.
Yes. You and I are not so different. You and I were raised to view one another as enemies. But perhaps the union of these two youths shall plant the seeds of tolerance in a troubled galaxy.
Go ahead, kids.
You're, sure you approve?
Beyond a sapling of a doubt.
The ceremony is complete. I hereby declare Oliver Bronson Klauserhoff and Gleekton Nerfinsel legally divorced.
What?
And not a second too soon. One more minute around this gloomy whiner and I'd slip into a photosynthetic coma.
Don't worry. If I wanted a plant with a heart, I should have just brought a jar of artichokes.
Jerk.
Spoiled brat.
Gleekta, wait!
Ollie, what happened?
Sorry, Captain. I know you've always believed that marriage is a sacred bond, but we just didn't think things through when we took our vows this morning.
But what about setting a model for future generations? What about proving that tolerance can triumph over prejudice?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Truth be told, I can't really remember. I'm pretty lit.
So, Jack Derby, Captain, it appears our two clans shall not intertwine branches and blossom together.
You Menelaeans have got quite a pastoral way of putting things.
I guess you could say it's in our roots.
You know, now that this is all resolved, tomorrow we go back to being on opposing sides.
I suppose we do. Then let us part, if not as allies, then as the friends that might have been.
Put her there, pal. Well, I guess I'll be
Packing up and leaving, then.
Derby?
Yeah?
If we hurry, we can still make it to Peter Gabriel's last show of the night.
Pelly, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
The Dancing Bear Variety Hour is written, voiced, and edited by Justin Wilson, Phil Garland, and Scott Ross. Additional voices by Sarah Levins. Get more DBVH at younglearnersguide.com. Send your questions and comments to dbvhradio@gmail.com. Take her easy, America.
Oh,